Thank you, everyone. Actually, I was only given 25 minutes, so that's up. So, thank you. No? Okay. So I'm talking about the Great Migration and how to get the decision to say yes from the people who are in charge of the Windows machines. So yes, it's a talk about Linux on the desktop again, and how many times have we heard that? But we have a technical solution that's already there. We all know about it because most of us are using Linux. But the biggest problem is the societal, the political, in terms of companies and their mindset, and the community. How do we get to the point of people saying yes and doing the installation? So I got this question, the common question, is it going to be the year of the Linux desktop this year? And of course the answer is no, it won't be. But it will be the growth, the year of increased growth of the adoption of the Linux desktop. And if you don't trust me when I say that, then you can trust AI. In March 2025, that was the prompt I asked. And I'm not going to read it out, so you can just read it and someone wave when they've read it. Last night, I asked again. So it's a different feeling even after 10 months. But you know, if you don't trust AI, trust the stats. Now, I think actually we probably all of us need a round of applause for this, because we are now in the early adopter phase of the bell curve of the marketers and salespeople use. Linux server is up on the right-hand side, so we're already there in terms of the server. But now we're in serious growth mode for the desktop. And I think everyone knows about that, and even over the last couple of months, my company's getting increased number of phone calls. Everyone's talking about it. So I think this is a very... So can we give it up for all of ourselves? Thank you. Because it's amazing. So who am I? I'm Patrick, Patrick Fitzgerald. I've got a lot of time in tech, and I'm currently the founder of the Geeko Foundation, which is a way for OpenSUSE and other people around that community can get funding, and we take donations. And I'm doing the same thing in the Fedora community, which is about to be announced shortly.
Hello.
And one of the things that I've done in the recent past is we've been working with iLayer. I founded iLayer 20 years ago or something like that. We've been doing some interesting work with migrations and also cloud. We started our first cloud system, which is all open source, in 2008, which was actually before people started calling cloud. It was a Visio expression or icon back then. And we worked with Allied Irish Bank, Santander, in terms of doing actual desktop migrations. One of the things we did was 7,500 machines with Allied Irish Bank across every branch of their bank. And the end of that, based on that experience, I wrote some software, we wrote some software, which was a web-based version of the tech that we're using with Allied Irish Bank. And that was the end of seven. But right then wasn't really the right time to do that because of a bunch of reasons. So enough about me. Hands up, anyone here who's heard of Linux? Oh, right. Okay, that's great. Because I've recommended you, because he just spoke to me, to an IT director who wants to know how to get out of Windows or jump out of Windows into Linux. So thank you for volunteering. You're the expert, even if you might not think so, because this is what happens. We get phone calls from people saying, oh, you know about Linux, you help us with this. So We need to get, I mean, here's Horace. He's the guy you need to convince. He's the CEO, the CIO, the CTO of a company of indeterminate time, of a size, and he's asked me, what's this Linux thing, and can I save money? So I've recommended you. So you have to, you don't look like this guy, but you're the one who's presenting on, to this guy, to Horace, and he's got challenges, he's got limited budget, he's got Windows 10 end of life already here. He wants to somehow save money and stop spending money on tech that he doesn't think he needs. So you need to convince him to do a trial, a small trial. And he sort of smiles nervously, goes, okay.